Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
When was the last time you were awed by God's majesty? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Drew Dick of the Leadership Journal makes a compelling case for a God who's dangerous yet accessible, mysterious yet powerfully present. Illustrating his point, he told a profound story about his young son's first glimpse of the ocean.
I was in Hawaii for my 10-year anniversary, and it was awesome. But, you know, the thing that made it a bit of a challenge was that we had our 8-month-old baby along, and I remember one evening as my wife was getting ready to go out for dinner, I thought, oh, it'll be fun to take the little guy down to the beach and show him the ocean for the first time, because since I'm in Chicago, he had never seen the ocean. And I remember taking him down, and these big waves were kind of coming in and crashing on the beach, and it was a beautiful scene. But instead of appreciating it, you might be able to guess what happened. He burst into tears as he was looking out at the ocean and how violent it was. And it was very noisy, and he kind of, you know, buried his face in my shoulder and started to cry, and I felt bad and took him away. But then, you know, I realized that makes a lot of sense, because the ocean is kind of scary, right? And there's an obvious, I think, analogy to the ocean and God. You know, the ocean's beautiful. It's powerful. It inspires introspection, and people have written poems about it. But there's another side to the ocean, the scary side. It's dangerous, and if you go out in the ocean without proper training or equipment, it could kill you. And so I started to see some, you know, parallels in how we approach God. Yes, he's beautiful. Yes, he's loving. At the same time, he is dangerous. And that's what I was talking about there.
It does, but there is something about the danger, I guess, the wildness that draws us, right? And maybe I kind of referred to it, I guess, there's maybe this natural reflex of worship. I mean, we do have a longing for that, don't we?
We do, exactly, yeah. I mean, if people are drawn to the ocean, the ocean views are the best, right? Because it's beautiful, and not just because it's beautiful, but because it's dangerous. And it's the same, you know, when we talk about the dangerous animals, and I believe there is that draw to a dangerous God. And unfortunately, you know, in our time, maybe people are skittish about it because we live in a time where there's been a lot of religious abuse. We have religious terrorists around the world and that kind of thing. So whenever you start talking about a dangerous God, people might get a little nervous. And of course, I'm not talking about that kind of danger, but I'm just talking about someone who is so unimaginably powerful. But ultimately, of course, turns out to be incredibly loving. And that right there is the good news of the gospel.